speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
You know, I think that you all know that I am a sports fanatic. And the sports that I like, that I am really excited about, is not football. And I know it is that time of year where here, especially in Tennessee, and I know even down in Alabama, and we're hesitant to say that, big on football. And if I had to choose a team for football, by all means, it would be a Tennessee. I do love UT in a number of ways. Yet whenever it comes to my passion in regard to sports, my passion is centered in and around basketball. I love basketball. Being from Indiana, I think you've heard me say before, is that it is said in Indiana, you'll find as you're going around, even out in the country, that not only do we have basketball goals and posts, but they even put them up on barns. And whenever I was growing up, we actually had a hoop that was just on a pole. And our goal was not to bank it because we didn't have anything to bank it against, but rather just to put it through the hoop. And we love basketball. And they say that if you are from Indiana, you're born with a basketball in your hand. That's not quite true, but shortly after that, you're given one if your parents are true fans. High school basketball is a very big thing in Indiana. In fact, Dawn and I, in growing up, we grew up about our schools, if you would, about 9 or 10 miles from one another. Mine was the Paoli Rams, and Dawn's was French Lick Blackhawks. Their band was actually the Blackhawk Brigade. We were the pride of Paoli, so we were even rivals in all of that. And whenever it came to basketball, when we were dating, I would go with Dawn to watch her teams play, but then after we got married, we both got involved in going and watching the Rams play because we lived in Paoli at the time. Where Dawn grew up, many of you know French Lick. In that, Larry Bird has brought French Lick and put it on the map. Very professional in his basketball career, very successful in that. And we enjoyed opportunities she did to watch Larry play there in French Lick as a child, and then also to watch him play in the Celtics and such afterward. When it came to high school basketball, I was able to play whenever I was a young boy. So Noah and others who like to play basketball, I know how you feel to be able to get out there on the court and to compete and to be able to have that team camaraderie that you experience with your teammates and coaches and such. Nothing at all like it. With that, whenever Dawn and I married, we loved basketball so much and got involved in going to watch Paoli play that we actually had season tickets every year. And that's big whenever you think in regard to high school basketball. We would go to their regular season games. We would also go to the playoffs. And Paoli had a very good team there for several years run in a row. We attribute that to the coach that they had, but also the way in which the players work together. That's not only true and necessary for a team, but it's necessary for the Lord's church, for us to work together. In that, this team on two or three different years actually went to the final rounds of the semi-state. And we would follow them there. In fact, we traveled everywhere. We went to the home games, but we traveled everywhere that our team was playing. We were die-hard fans, always there. And here's how diehard we were. We would dress in school colors, purple and gold, and had a hint of white to it even. That was added, I think, somewhere down the line. But if they were selling T-shirts, we were buying the T-shirts. If they were selling sweatshirts, we were buying the sweatshirts. Whenever we went to a game, we wanted people to know what side we were on. We didn't want them to think that we were there with the opponent. We wanted them to know that we were there with our team. We were supporting our team continually, and we were cheering for our team on an ongoing basis. If they were winning, you can imagine how we were. Mike, I know, talking with him the other night, having come from a game, he says, "I'm hoarse, I can't talk." Mike, I've been there myself. We get into it. We really loved and enjoyed the opportunities to go and to support our team whenever they were winning, but also, not only when they were winning, even whenever they were losing. We were not fair-weather fans. We were there cheering them on, hoping that maybe if they're behind, they're going to come back up and tie and take the lead and maybe even win. No matter what condition it was in, we were always making certain that we were giving our allegiance to our team. Whenever it comes to college, even into this day, college basketball, I'm an Indiana University fan. You know that. I've said before I bleed red, before I bleed orange. With IU, we have followed them thick and thin as well. I've got to admit, though, that whenever it comes to Indiana University, I was a big Bobby Knight fan. I didn't necessarily agree with everything that he did. In fact, if you're from Indiana, you know that there's a rivalry between Indiana and Kentucky. And we were always teasing Kentuckians and saying that Bobby Knight was going to retire from basketball and he was going to move from Bloomington to Lexington, Kentucky. And why? Because he wanted to get as far away from basketball as he could possibly get. That's where UK is, in Lexington. They would say to us, after Bobby Knight had that episode of throwing the chair on the floor, they would say, you know, Bobby Knight's going into the furniture business. If you buy a chair, if you buy a couch, he's going to throw in a chair. Always back and forth with one another. When we look in regard to this, too, you know that I am also a UT fan. Any question about that tonight? Right? The orange jacket, the UT tie. In this, when it comes to things in life, when we think about sports, as I've conveyed to you tonight, we are very quick to make a decision as to which team we are on. And when it comes to being from Indiana, you can't be an IU fan and also be a Purdue fan. They're from Indiana. You can't be a Notre Dame fan. They're from Indiana. Or a Butler fan. I mean, you might, if IU doesn't make the tournament, or if they get out of the tournament, then you might kind of root the other ones on. But if you are a fan and your team's in the tournament, you're sticking with that team all the way down the line. That's how we are whenever it comes to sports and other things in life. We make our decision where we're going to stand, and we stand there no matter what. What about whenever it comes to spiritual matters? Whenever it comes to Christianity, what is it that God wants us to do? Good people, God identifies is that we need to select a side. The Bible, which was a part of our scripture reading a few moments ago from the book of Deuteronomy, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, God identifies unto the children of Israel that there are blessings if they will return unto our God. He says that there is life that they can choose, or there is death. And if they choose to serve God, then they will, in essence, be able to be blessed. But at the same time, if they choose not to walk according to God, they are choosing death and a curse. There are only two choices that you and I have to make in life. We either choose to serve God, or, good people, we choose to serve the devil. Our God is eternal, and our God loves us, and our God has wonderful blessings for us while we are here in this world because of our relationship and association with Him. But also, He has blessings beyond this life of an eternal life in heaven with Him. If we choose Him, we choose life, not only a blessing of life now, but eternal life throughout eternity, but also if we choose to serve the devil. The Bible tells us that the devil is the opponent of God. He's the opposite of God, and he's also the opponent of God, and because he stands against God in like figure, he stands against those who are willing to choose the side of God. And if we choose to go according to the way of Satan, then we're choosing death, eternal separation from God, the curses that come as a result of that selection. And God wants us to understand the essentiality of choosing Him versus choosing the devil. And what He identifies in regard to those who choose Him is He says, few will find Him. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. And yet at the same time, the majority will choose to serve the devil. And we need to make certain that before we leave here tonight, that we choose, that we select exactly what side we're going to be on. Are we going to be on the side of God, or are we going to be on the side of the devil? We also need to be on the team. It's not enough just to make a decision. I'm going to be on the Lord's side. We've also then got to be a team member. We've got to be in His church. We cannot sit on the sideline if we are not with God. We are against Him. Luke chapter 11 and verse 23. If we are against God, we do not have the blessings that God offers to His children. We cannot sit on the sideline, nor can we play both sides of the fence. We can't say that I'm going to serve God for a period of time, and then at the same time I'm going to serve the devil part of the time. God wants us to be 100% committed to Him. And in this then, God wants us to understand that in order for us to truly select Him, in order for us to be able to have the life that He offers us and the blessings that are associated with a relationship with Him, is that we've got to be a part of His team in the kingdom, the church. And how do we do that? Well, it's not something that we sign up for or that we join. I know whenever I was playing basketball in high school, you would sign up that you wanted to be on the team. And you would join the team, and yet at the same time you had to make the cut and all of that. Whenever it comes to our relationship with God, certainly He wants us to sign on the line, if you would. He wants us to commit to that, but still at the same time, whenever we put Christ on in baptism, that is when we're saying, I want to be a part of the kingdom of God. And then at that time, God adds us, Acts chapter 2 and verse 47 and Acts chapter 11 and verse 24, into His kingdom. And from that point forward then, God wants us to understand that we now are on the team, we are now a part of His church, and He wants us to play as a team member. He wants us to be involved as servants in His eternal kingdom. We also need to make certain that we are constantly wearing our team colors. What do I mean by that? In that, when we put Christ on in baptism, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27 says that we are clothed in Christ. We become a Christian. And as a result of our life in Christ, we are to look to the examples of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And not only to understand the examples that He sets before us in regard to the way in which He would have adorned Himself, but also the actions, the life that He lived. And as we identify those characteristics and those traits, all of those things that make up who Jesus was while He was here, as we come to an understanding of who Jesus was and the life that He lived, then we are also to walk even as He walked. In that, how is it that you and I will wear our team colors or to identify with Christ? Good people, we do that by the way in which we dress ourselves. We must not dress ourselves like the world. Why? Because the world has a standard that is not up to the standard of God. The world has, in a very immodest and immoral and ungodly way, in which they will adorn themselves. And yet at the same time, God identifies to us is that we need to dress ourselves in a Christ-like manner. But it also then would be in the way in which we talk. We need to speak like we're on the Lord's team. We're part of the church. And we must not go out and to talk like the world talks. And what I mean by that is that the world gets involved in cursing. The world gets involved in telling off-colored things and telling dirty jokes and things of that nature. And God wants us to understand that those things are ungodly, and for that reason we need to separate ourselves from those who are participating in this type of behavior, and that we need to understand that not only do we need to separate ourselves from it, but we must never go in that direction to where we would participate in such evil talk. But what about the ways in which the world acts? The world says that it's okay for mankind to go out and to sow his wild oats, so to speak. And in that, God tells us that we shouldn't have wild oats to sow, but rather that we ought to sow the seed of the kingdom. That we ought to sow the seed of the Word of God in our lives. We ought to proclaim God's Word, but we also must live according to His Word. And as a result of our living according to God's measure, according to His level, people will see the type of life that we are living, and hence they will know that we're not a part of the world. In fact, the Bible tells us that we are to be a peculiar people. I said over at the nursing home, and a few of them chuckled out of that, I said, there are some more peculiar than others. And that's most certainly true. But when we think about peculiar, God says we are to be a different people. And we ought to be so different that the world is able to see a distinction between us and them from our dress, our talk, as well as our actions in life. But good people also, brothers and sisters, we need to make certain that we reveal our true allegiance. We need to tell people and not be afraid to tell people that we are on the Lord's side. That we are on not only on the Lord's side, but that means that we are a part of the Lord's kingdom. That we are a part of the Lord's church. And I want to challenge us with this thought in regard to saying things like we are in the Lord's church and identifying the church of Christ as the Lord's church. Dawn and I went to a funeral last weekend, and while we were there, the individual, Brother Roger Comstock, was identifying the individual that he was preaching the funeral for, and he said that this lady was a member of the Lord's church, of the Churches of Christ. And we had two people sitting in front of us, and a whole row, but these two people sitting directly in front of us, they looked at each other with such weird look like, the Lord's church? What do you mean? If we speak up about being a part of the Lord's church, the church that the Lord died for, and that we're not afraid to tell people that we are a part of this kingdom that God had promised would come into existence, and now that kingdom and the church are synonymous, the one and the same, and that we are a part of that kingdom and how we became a part of that kingdom, I believe that the world will certainly see that we're different than they are because we're willing to confess those things. But also, good people, I believe that we will develop curiosity within these individuals to the point to where then, hopefully, maybe we will be given an opportunity to invite these souls, to invite these precious souls that will someday stand before our God in judgment, to be a part of the same team that you and I are on, to be a part of the Lord's church, so that they too might someday have the same type of commitment or allegiance to the Lord that you and I are able to engage in and to share with at this time with our God. But also, our God wants us to be devoted, fully devoted to Him as we go throughout the course of our life. We need to be more devoted to God than what we are to anything else in this world. More devoted to God than what we are to UT, right? Or to Indiana, or for any sports team. Why? Because God is what it's all about. Heaven is our eternal goal. It's what we ought to focus 100% of our attention towards, our commitment to. And as we think about this, God does not want us to be fair weather fans. He wants 100% devotion, 100% of the time. 100% pouring ourselves in to living a life that will please Him. Living a life that will shine for Him. Living a life that will glorify Him. Living a life in such a way, according to Christ's likeness, that whenever we stand before Him in judgment, that you and I will not have any question as to where we will spend eternity. But rather, because of our love and devotion to God, we will spend eternity in heaven with God. God wants us to live for Him, to commit our lives to Him each and every day of our life while we are here. And good people, as we do that, then God promises us that He will bless us then with eternal life. So tonight I ask you, which side are you on tonight? It's not enough just to say that you're a fan and to sit on the sideline. It's not enough to say, or you cannot say, I'm going to play both sides. If we sit on the sidelines, we're not a part of the team. We're not in the Lord's church. We must make that step. We must make that commitment to say, I want to be in the Lord's church. And then in making the commitment that we want to be in the body of Christ, we then say, I'm willing to do what the Lord commands me to do in order to be added unto the church. Well, what is it that the Lord commands us to do in order to be a part of His team, if you would, or to be a part of the church? We must be willing to confess Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God. And then based out of our confession that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, we submit ourselves and surrender ourselves, to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin. But also, in that commitment, we are also then committing or devoting our life and saying that whenever I am raised from that watery grave of baptism, my life is going to change. I'm no longer going to live for myself. I'm no longer going to live for anyone else. I'm not going to live like the world. Yes, I realize I'm not going to be perfect, but still at the same time, I'm going to do all that I possibly can to be Christ-like. How long? Faithfully, while we are here upon the face of this earth. Maybe we have members here who have committed their lives to Christ, but yet at the same time, they're no longer playing on the Lord's team. They've engaged in play with the world or other affairs that are out there. In that, if you're subject to the Lord's invitation in any way, we want to invite you with His call.